Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Neil and joining me is Feifei.
Hiya.
Feifei, can you explain to our listeners why I'm sharpening an axe in the studio?
Yes, I can. Because in this programme, we've got an expression for you which contains the word axe. It can have three different meanings. One, to have an opinion you want other people to accept.
Two, to be angry or upset about something.
And three, to have a hidden plan.
The expression is to have an axe to grind. If you can imagine in the past, if someone did something bad to you, you might want to get revenge and hurt the person. So you might need a sharp weapon, like an axe.
That's horrible.
In modern use, you can say that someone has an axe to grind, but it doesn't mean they're going to attack you with an axe.
Let's hear some examples of the different meanings of this expression.
Oh no, here comes Roger. He's got an axe to grind about smoking, so you better put that cigarette out or he'll be talking to you for hours about your health.
Don't suggest getting dinner from Yummy Chicken. Jim's had an axe to grind since they fired him last month.
These local politicians have always got an axe to grind. You know they're hiding something from you.
So, in the first example, the expression to have an axe to grind means to have an opinion you want people to accept. Roger is anti-smoking and he tells smokers just what he thinks of them. He has an axe to grind.
In the second, Jim got fired by Yummy Chicken, so he's upset and angry with the company. He wants some kind of revenge. He's got an axe to grind.
And in the third one, the politicians are keeping secrets from people. There's something they want to do that they aren't telling you. They have an axe to grind. Now, we should say that this use isn't very common in British English.
Well, now that's explained, Neil. I think you should put that axe away before someone gets hurt.
Good idea. Oh, it's very sharp now. Just feel that.
Ah! I'll have an axe to grind if you don't put that weapon away.
Sorry. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.